Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. Hope you're having a good day so far. Smashville Live coming your way tonight at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. You can meet Ozzie Weisblatt and Reed Schaefer. They will be the guests tonight with Max Herz and friends at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. And you can listen starting at 6 on 102.5 The Game. So looking forward to that. We're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, or the buzz is always about great service.
We understand everybody's got phone problems right now. If you got Verizon, it's stuck in an SOS mode. It's not your phone. It's a network problem. So thank you, Chase McCabe and Dr. Crane, for spending 30 minutes going through my phone trying to figure it out. But now it's not. Everybody's got the problem right now, so don't panic. All right?
Well, we know Terry McCormick's phone works because he joins us now on the show. Terry, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing fantastic. Are we officially on Harbaugh watch? I mean, is that where this is going?
It sure sounds like it. Although the New York Giants might have something to say about that from all the reports out of New York. He is interviewing with them in their building and is you know, one of those things that if they're smart, they won't let him get away without signing a contract.
You have been through every coaching search they've made since the Titans, and Munchak really wasn't much of one because that just happened. You know, obviously, then Wisenhunt, Malarkey takes over, and then Vrabel, and then Callahan, and now whoever is going to be next. Does this feel, though, like this is the most, I guess, the best field that there has been available since the Titans have been able to make a coaching search, but also there's more jobs open than I can remember in the past too?
Yeah, both of those things are true. And then the other thing is, in all the Titans' other coaching searches, you remember, I mean, Fisher, of course, he was in place already when the team moved here. He had been an interim coach. Malarkey had been an interim coach. So they just kind of, you know, were transitioned into the job of being the full-time coach. And then with the hiring of all the others, you know, whether it's Munchak or Wisenhunt or Vrabel and Callahan, it just felt like that in each of those instances, they would identify four or five guys that they wanted to talk to, but there was a clear front runner in all of these. And this time, if they get Harbaugh in for an interview, that will be 19 candidates that they have lined up. Ooh. And either have interviewed or plan to interview. That is off the charts crazy.
If you had to do like a top three right now of who you think they have as their top three, who do you think they are?
Well, obviously Harbaugh should be at the top of everybody's list. You know, he's the golden child in terms of coaching candidates this off season. I'm not going to include Mike Tomlin because it does sound like that he wants to take at least a year off, and plus he's still under contract with the Steelers, so you would have to offer compensation to get him. Otherwise, he'd be right there neck and neck with Harbaugh. The other two, I would probably say Kevin Stefanski and Mike McCarthy, but I also wouldn't be afraid to throw Robert Saleh in there too as far as candidates. I think it's probably important, given what happened with Brian Callahan and his staff, to bring in somebody who knows the lay of the land about how to be an NFL coach, how to run an organization, even if it didn't work out well in their first go-around.
Chairman McCormick is with us. Terry, once again, before we go any further, where can people find your stuff?
TitanInsider.com. You can follow me on Twitter or X at TerryMC13. In all the Main Street media publications, and also, even though it's on hiatus right now, the Tennessee Pro Football Podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Well done. You named the three that Chase is asking about. What's one outside the three that you like that you think, because I like Art Smith, and I've said that many times on here, but is there one candidate that you like that would be like your guy to come in here?
That's a good question. As far as, you know, I mean, I kind of think, you know, Mike McCarthy, if you don't get John Harbaugh, but McCarthy would be a good fallback option. But if you want somebody that's kind of, you know, on the outside looking in, maybe that is not one of the big names. You know, I mean, the name Chris Shula intrigues me simply because He's Don Shula's grandson.
Right.
So maybe the apple won't fall far from the tree on that one. Now, that said, the thing didn't work out with Brian Callahan being Bill Callahan's son, and Chris Shula has never been a head coach, so that's working against him in my mind. But still, I think that's an intriguing name just because of who he is.
Is he David Shula's son?
I'm not sure if it's David's or Mike.
I don't think it's Mike. I mean, David was terrible with the Bengals.
He was. He was. He had no quarterback to work with. I think that would be, we see that a lot in the NFL. When you're working with bad quarterbacks, all of a sudden you're a bad coach.
How dare you besmirch the name of Jeff Blake? How dare you do that? Oh, my goodness. Terry McCormick is with us here. All right. So we talked, Chase and I, earlier about, remember the message that came out 2 weeks ago about, Brinker's in charge. Not Brinker, but Borgonzi's in charge, and Brinker's going to stay over there in the nerd analytic room and all that. Let me ask you this. Do you think that was put out there to say, because around the league, people had no idea who's running the show here, and now by putting that out there, it's like, oh, okay, we know now. Mike Borgonzi's in charge, as it should be. Or was it, to a larger degree, to clear other messes up that people are thinking about this franchise?
Well, I think it's both. I think it's to clear up the mess of how things have operated. I also think it's a sign that Mike Borgonzi has kind of ascended to power and found some favor here with ownership. And also, it's when you are in the market for a new head coach, that new head coach comes in, he wants to know, okay, who am I answering to? How many people am I answering to? Who's running the show here? How are we going to do this? And I think that clears a lot of that up.
Terry McCormick is with us. The next question is going to be, when the new head coach is in, obviously you're still preparing for the draft, but you got over $100 million in cap space to work with as well. Where do you see that going? I know we don't know the full list of free agents yet, but they got a lot of money, and you've seen what New England, Jacksonville, other teams have done the past few years.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be smart. When you have a lot of cap space, you got to be smart with it. You got to bring in guys that can, fill some holes, and there are plenty of holes on this roster. I think we all would agree with that. And I think that in regards to that, they were in this situation 2 years ago, but the spending that they did with Rand Carthon in charge didn't really work out very well. They brought in Legarius Sneed, they brought in Calvin Ridley, and they brought in a number of other guys on big-ticket contracts, and it all kind of blew up in their face, as the team just kind of went down the tubes. But, they're in that situation again where they've got a lot of money to spend and a lot of holes to fill, more than can be filled with just, eight or nine draft picks or whatever they have. And so they're going to have to spend in free agency, and they're going to have to spend wisely. And that's why you need a coach in place who can work with the general manager and kind of, line up a vision of what types of players you want to pursue.
Do you think we make too big of a deal, like we did this with Vrabel after Robinson was let go, of the coach having final say on the roster, when really, in reality, it's they just want to be in the room and a part of the conversation, and not necessarily overruling the general manager?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. I think the coach just wants to know that his input is valued, and that if he says, hey, I don't want this guy on the team, or I do think we need this guy on the team, that those words are going to be heeded, and the general manager is going to find a way to keep that guy around if the head coach really likes it.
Terry, a friend of mine, Dale, says, ask Terry, how important is it not only get the head coach correct, but get the offensive coordinator correct as well?
It's absolutely important, especially if you hire somebody on the defensive side of the ball as your head coach. The next most important hire is going to be who's running the offense, because you've got a young quarterback that you've got to fix some things with, that you've got to develop him, that you've got to, get some pieces around him and decide what type of system he's going to be in. So that is a very, very important hire. Whoever the next coach of the Tennessee Titans is, and especially if it's somebody on the defensive side of the football, the offensive coordinator hire is the next most important move that has to be made.
Terry, if they don't get John Harbaugh, do you think the fan base will be extremely disappointed? Like the next coach who comes in, they'll be like, oh, we didn't get Harbaugh. We had to settle for this guy. I see it as a no-win situation.
Well, are we talking about the sensible fans or the maniacal ones?
Yes.
All right, both. There you go.
If we're talking about the sensible fans, I think they know that Harbaugh is probably a bit of a long shot. But I think, you know, it is interesting that the Titans haven't been crossed off that list. If we're talking about the maniacal fans, you know, you could have – you know, Vince Lombardi could have been available, and they say, hey, we need Vince, you know. It's one of those things, you know, where, you know, you have to kind of temper your expectations. Yes, John Harbaugh would be a home run hire, but that doesn't mean that there aren't other good hires out there and available, and you need to find whoever that is and land them.
Terry, let me ask you this. This is kind of a weird question. The more A.J. Brown has that breakdown, whatever's going on with him, does that help out John Robinson?
In one sense, maybe. But I think the fact that Treylon Burks didn't pan out probably works against him. I mean, if you could do what the Vikings did when they traded Stephon Diggs and wound up drafting Justin Jefferson, nobody is thinking about Stephon Diggs in Minnesota anymore because they've got Justin Jefferson. Had Treylon Burks panned out, nobody would have given A.J. Brown a second thought. But the fact that A.J. Brown is still playing at a high level, even though he can be a little bit of a head case, and the Titans don't have a guy that comes close to that type of production at receiver, that's what people are so upset about.
So let's say Terry McCormick is with us, you know, a week from now. The Titans announce John Harbaugh is the head coach. Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator. Raheem Morris is defensive coordinator. And John Fossil is special teams. Do you think that would make people happy?
It would. Then the next thing is to upgrade the roster, because I don't care what type of jockey you have, you're not going to win the Kentucky Derby on a mule.
That's a great way to put it, Terry. That is very, very true. Hey, appreciate the time as always. Check it out, TitanInsider.com. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Terry. Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com is where you can find his work. That's a great way, great line.
Oh, no, he's correct on that. I mean, like him and Paul, I mean, guys that have been through every search since the late 90s have covered this team. I mean, it's like they've seen the good and the bad. And so now you get opportunity to get John Harbaugh, get the top Miss America candidate out there and bring him in. And this will be interesting to see. I mean, in that report that he's meeting with the Giants and the old, they're not going to let him leave the building without a job. I mean, that's strong.
I think if he is smart, though, he'll leave the building and hear out Atlanta and the Titans.
Unless they give him everything he wants.
But see, again, and let's talk about this coming up next. I think sometimes we hear they want full roster control. How true is that? I mean, I think he just wants a general manager he can, like, hey, we're going to agree on this.
100%.
Okay. We'll discuss it coming up next. 615-737-1025. It's Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. 1025 The Game.